fucking crabs.
We gonna be playing this fucking crab game?
We are gonna play Big Motherfuck... Wait, Big... I can't remember the whole name in one go. Big Motherfucking Crab Shuckers. I keep thinking there's a goddamn in there for some reason.
It's just the Jersey accent thing that you try to pull off.
Big motherfucking goddamn crab truckers, you asshole. Okay, so everybody's good, I suppose. Phil, Jebediah, Seb, and Steve.
Yep.
Yep.
Good. Let's go. Everybody good? I've got my 5 words of notes ready.
That's all you need.
Yep. Just things.
You got this.
I do. Writing down two more.
I've got all two of my D8s.
Shit.
I can only find
those.
One of my three D8s, so I'm using an online dice roller.
Bag fell behind the desk. Let's do 10.
So wait, do we have health, or is it just a pass-fail system?
No, nothing to speak of. Oh, here we go, the pointy ones are the D8s.
See the way health works in this system is someone tells you that you're about to die, and then you say, no fucking way, and you roll for it.
It's Cthulhu Dark, except even lighter, somehow.
It's Cthulhu Light?
Mother of God.
There is no light in Cthulhu.
That's why he called it Cthulhu Dark, because he couldn't call it Cthulhu Light. That's just ridiculous.
Okay, how about the Bud Light equivalent of Cthulhu?
The Diet Coke of Cthulhu.
I don't think Cthulhu's got anything to do with this unless I say so. In which case, you do have every right to say no fucking way.
No fucking way.
See, you don't roll anything.
Besides the big motherfucking crab.
Good.
Besides, the big motherfucking crab goddess could take Cthulhu in a fight, so you know.
Oh, yeah. Because she's got an army of goddamn crab chuckers on her back. delivering crab guys knows what. Does she have a swear word in her name, or is she just... Yeah, she's the motherfucking crab goddess, capitalized.
Yeah, of course. Okay. She's capitalized.
I mean, I was just surprised that she had motherfucking capitalized. Okay.
It's a proper name, of course it would.
This is going to be game.
Do you even know who you're dealing with this year? This year is the big motherfucking crab goddess.
No way. No way.
This is motherfucking crab goddess.
That's right.
Oh, snap.
You damn well better give her the respect she deserves.
She is a right fine lady. Crab. You know, I have one D8, so I'm rolling a D10 and not counting two of those.
Living on the edge.
Okay, we good? Ready to go?
Sure.
Why not?
You've got 5 words and 2 dice. That's all you need. Everyone, including the GM. All right. So, we're playing Big Motherfucking Crab Truckers. You throw a goddamn in there if you feel like it, because I do. Yep. You are all Big Motherfucking Crab Truckers. You are giant man-sized crabs that drive trucks for various reasons. Mostly because you're told to. What?
We drive our trucks because the big motherfucking crab goddess tells us we got damn well to drive our trucks.
Yeah, exactly. You drive that's around
what we're going to do.
Listening to motherfucking crab goddess religious radio. delivering whatever she says, wherever she says. End backstory.
It's the way it's gotta be.
So, Krazon, who are you playing?
I'm playing Seb Ashton Smith. Who's? Do you want me to give the traits or just
no?
The
you
one
just
trait?
Whatever you feel like saying. That's all. All
right.
It'll come up as it comes.
And you know what Seb Ashton Smith says at a time like this? Fuck it. It's all in the reflexes.
That's what I imagine. Just like leaning against a bathroom wall, playing with a switchblade for some reason.
Yes.
With his giant man claws, just like somehow being nimble at all.
Of course. It's totally the reflexes of these really large gargantuan claws.
For ripping open oysters for delicious inside meats. I assume he's coming back. Toku. Oh, also, is there anything particular that makes... makes Seb look like not a giant crab, or is he just a giant crab?
Fillmore.
No, I was about to say Phil because he was the top of my list. That's all.
Nice. Okay. Wait. Sorry. What was that? Is there anything that makes Seb?
Does he look like anything but a giant crab? Does he have a hat or anything, or no?
He's very red. He's got blue jeans on and a white beater shirt on with the with some kind of like weird crab like. Some oriental crab design on it or something like that. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, let's swear some more. We got a quota to keep up here.
Yeah, exactly.
The title sweared more than we have so far.
Exactly.
Toku! Who is you? What's it like?
I'm Steve. I am a mechanic. I wear mechanic overalls, and there's the game job. Like, crossed off with a Sharpie, and below it, like, written poorly is the word Steve. And the overall, and the mechanic outfit is definitely a size too short.
And are these clothes actually built for a giant crab, or are they human hands with giant holes punched in them?
They are human clothes.
Oh, beautiful.
Same.
It is obvious that you just took them from someone.
They were the largest human clothes you could find.
They destroyed them. Made them better. And assuming Cork's name back, Eli, who you? What you do? What you like?
So I'm gonna be playing Jedediah Bo Rufus McDonahue. I spit, I shiv, I spot, and I thought. And you can tell me from the other crabs, cause I always got me some chew, and a nice big old straw right in the corner of the cheek. You gotta have that. Yeah. Oh. I just ran across several actual plays of big motherfucking crab truckers written up.
Seriously?
And the one guy apparently split his eight players into four trucks of two crabs apiece. Oh, and no. the trucks were the truck with the trailer that converted into a karaoke disco, because one of the crabs was a DJ. The truck that could hover. The truck that was as wide as other trucks are long and was painted like a brick wall, so it looked like a fucking brick wall was coming down the road towards you.
Yes.
And that other truck that I can't remember what it did.
All right. So, yes. Y'all have arrived at a motherfucking crab truck stop. Stocking up on your various jerkies and giant oysters to devour. Horrifically, after a job well done. And, yep, your radio crackles to life from the truck or several. I don't know. You only have one truck. Unless someone dares defy me.
No fucking way.
Roll, asshole!
I will!
Good! That's a 9, doesn't count. That's a 0, doesn't count. 0 doesn't count. I made a bad choice. Here we go. I got
Jeez,
7.
Greg, just get some online dice.
I like to bounce things, but 7. What you get?
7.
I don't know how this game deals with draws.
Reroll!
Rock, yes. Paper, scissors.
Crabs can only throw scissors. 6.
Not 6. Over 6.
Yes.
Yep. 8 and 6. So.
Yep. So why am I wrong? What do you actually have?
Well, have you guys seen the new Transformers movie?
No.
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 Okay, well, I got...
I haven't seen the Transformers movie since 2.
All right, well, I got the same truck that Optimus is based off of.
Okay, complete with the whole robot brain, or...
Maybe.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
No fucking way. So you've got 2 trucks, or... One that is also Optimus Prime.
Optimus motherfucking Prime.
That truck just drives itself. We don't question it.
Hey, what? Motherfucking Crab got us, sent us a motherfucking self-moving car. What are we going to do?
Exactly.
Yes. And Korok, who will you be playing and what he like?
I'm hang on.
Phil, apparently?
Yeah, right, yeah. Phil Blair. Chilling, maxing, relaxing. Shooting.
And...
You know you're just gonna be fuck shit now, right?
Yeah.
Hey, fuck shit, get in the truck! Like,
I couldn't remember for a second... This entire thing is one big joke to me, so...
I have a feeling that the Max and Relaxing makes him forget his name regularly, so they do have called him fuck shit on several occasions. When Phil isn't easy enough to remember. And does he wear anything or appear in any way distinct, or does he just look like a giant crab man?
He's black.
Okay. Coal black or African black?
Yes.
Great. All right. So yeah, out of your sentient truck, the radio crackles to life.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm totally buying like a metric fuckload of chewing tobacco in the gas station.
Yep. Just a whole crab armful. I'm gonna send no fucking way. Roll off.
Oh. Okay. Well. Then.
Yeah. Do they have no jerky? You know, like whatever. 6.
All right. Can I throw in spot?
You can throw in spot or spit, depending. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm throwing in spot to find that shit.
They tell you they have no more.
7.
Yeah, beat my 6. So yeah, you see they got the good stuff on the counter. So.
That's right.
Just reach over and take it.
You should just kill the guy up the clerk for his insolence.
No, we're grabbing the good shit.
Yep, slapped out a crab dollar. He lets you go. Yeah, as you are all doing your truck stop business, whatever it may be, picking up crab hookers and tobacco and using the filthy bathrooms.
The largest motherfucking slushy I can find.
Done.
Egg. Totally grabbing an egg salad sandwich as well, because...
Truck stop sushi, yeah, you know, the good stuff.
That's right.
I'm grabbing tools and bolts to feed to the mechanical car.
No shit, let's grab 2. We'll leave one on the dash for later.
Yeah, you get a real close expiration date too, so you know they're like extra discount price. Like
exactly.
Half off. Yes.
Goddamn right. You're
goddamn crabs. Doesn't that affect you? You eat
live
shit.
Yeah, we're not humans. We're not puny humans with their horrible, with their delicate things.
Oh, yeah. So you horrify a truck stop person, but yeah. The real crack of life. And, hey there, brothers! This here's Macho Man Randy Crabbage, and I got delivery for you, straight from the kisser of the motherfucking crab goddess. Gotta get yourselves to the nearest stop up over in Station 52. Get that secret delivery package. Don't open that, mother! That for I'll kick your brother and get it over to Kansas City! Post haste! Over.
Sorry, I don't understand your accent.
10-4, good buddy. Optimus, roll out.
It honks. Starts driving whether you're not whether you're in it or not.
We get back here.
It's sentient. It's not intelligent. But yeah, like,
I think something tells me we should be in that truck.
Babe, what did I miss?
The truck is driving and what, Seb is chasing it?
It's going too fast. Stop, can't get it. Piece of shit.
It's going too fast. Take it in. It's a truck, your crab. Stop. You can't catch up. Okay. Yeah. It'll, I'm going to say no fucking way. Give me some kind of roll to stop it.
Oh, fuck. What is it? D8s?
Yep. Yes.
2D8 plus or minus for bonuses.
If you have a skill related, you throw a die in.
Would this be chillin', maxin', relaxin'?
You can get the cut of relax, yeah, this counts.
So I just get another die?
Yeah, 3d8s. Total it up.
16.
Well, you'd be at 9, okay. The truck stops. At the truck stop.
Okay, I'll stop.
It gassed itself up, because it moved like 30 yards. It meter isn't full anymore.
I'm gonna get in a mystery truck. Robot truck, yeah.
Okay.
Everyone piles in a mystery truck.
Because I'm the mechanic, no way,
and
yeah.
If it breaks down, I'm the one who's gotta repair it. It's a robot.
Yeah, you get into your enormous truck that fits 4 giant crab men in it.
Oh, yeah, 2 trucks.
No, 3.
Where does...
On the lookout.
Okay, you're on top of it.
He's on top of it.
He's got a lawn chair. And shit.
Yeah, exactly. A lawn chair or like a sofa.
A lawn chair and an empty Snapple bottle he spits into.
Yep.
And throws it passerby.
You're damn straight.
Beautiful. We're playing this again someday.
Yes. Hello. Oh my god.
Yeah, so yeah, you guys load up into the truck, and yep, as you start driving out, another larger truck pulls in the way with a huge aquarium instead of a flatbed in the back with a number of sharks inside of it. And fuck these guys, because, you know, the squid truckers, they're okay, the plankton truckers, they're pretty cool, but the shark truckers are assholes. Big asshole shark truckers. They just park right in your way at the exit of the truck stop.
No, they're not.
I shoot the aquarium.
We're running through that son of a bitch.
Yeah, go for it. I can only roll 2d8. Yeah, but roll whatever you feel like it's trying to stop these assholes. Oh, boy.
Like, either of us or both?
Whoever wants to do something about it, deal with it in your own crappy way.
I'm going to shoot the son of a bitch.
9 to shoot the aquarium to get all the water to pour out.
Success.
Fourteen to just drive. Have Optimus drive right through it.
Yes. Yeah, you shoot them through the tank, and water's going everywhere. The sharks are. Nah, and
I'm spitting. I'm spitting right in the shark's eyes as we drive past.
Excellent. Roll for that. That's in no fucking way. They don't want that to happen. They roll better on that one. Oh, wait, that's a 9.
How does 12 sound?
Outstanding. Okay, so... someone didn't take an action here, if they want to. They've been kind of knocked out, injured, and pushed out of the way, if you want to throw anything else in there. I've lost track of who is who.
Would just
you know what? You know what?
Bitch be in poor taste.
Would be calling them sons of bitches in poor taste?
Well, I mean, they tried to stop us.
No, yeah, like whatever. Rule the road, my friend.
By the way, I'm also shivving the tires. I'm gonna hang down from the top of the cab and shiv the tires as we go by.
Okay, no fucking way. That's too much. No fucking way.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna use my mechanical skill to unhinge the engine so they can't drive away.
Fuck these assholes, huh, guys? Am I right? The shipping works.
This is true shipping.
Everyone
wars.
Else is fucking them over.
So, do you have like a switchblade or a sharpened toothbrush? What do you use to shiv with?
It's just like, you know, a big old hunk of rusted metal that's kind of been, you know, polished and sharpened into a nice fine point.
It's a memorabilia of your first truck.
You know what it is? You know what it is?
What was it?
It's one of the license plates that that I ripped off of another Shark Trucker's truck yes. as we went past.
Outstanding.
Folded into a nice little ship.
Pulled it out of Jaws' mouth himself. All right. So yeah, you shift the tires. What's the role to rig their tires? Or what was the mechanic check to?
I'm going to unhinge their engine so they won't be able to use the truck ever again.
Okay, is that how it
or
works?
Or until they get a new engine.
You know, I'm going to say no fucking way. It's not how it works. So roll.
So bonus dies. How does that just do another extra D8?
Yeah, 3D8s. Total them up.
Oh, okay. Then I got a 16.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
Two highest.
Oh, then I got a 13.
15, and that's a 9. I'm not rolling great with these guys. All right. So, yeah.
That's because they're assholes.
Yeah, you're like you kind of like a little swarm of locusts as you drive towards them. You shoot through the hole, through the tank. The water pours out. The sharks just flood out, like, "No, you guys are assholes!" And trying to plug the hole so they can still breathe. And the wooden driver tries to get in your way, but you ram them out of the way. So the car spins out. Well, it's spinning out. Jebediah leans out, holds out his shiv, slices all the tires. They fly by, and. Let's see, that was Seb who was doing the...
Steve
just yeah. jumps out, lands in their hood, pops it open, pops a few cords and pipes and shit, and pops their engine out and throws it into the highway where another truck runs it over. And without slowing down, you guys blaze past them.
Please tell me it's another big motherfucking crab truckers, and they're just like, yeah
fuck those guys. Fuck those guys. shoot the shotguns in the air.
Yeah.
Harming hundreds of passing by seagull truckers, but
oh, they're fucking seagulls.
Fuck those guys. They eat you guys.
I was gonna say, you think sharks are assholes?
Oh yeah. Seagulls are like shark assholes, but they know what they're doing. Sharks are like evil robots. Anyway, yep, you guys go blazing down the road, and nobody driving, just spitting, eating your expired sushi.
Seb is totally just has like at least three or maybe four or five of his pincers, just, like lower pincers, just kind of like on the dash while he's sipping his slushy.
For the next 6 hours of driving.
Yes.
I will shoot you.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Keep it up. I will shoot you.
You can try, boy. It's all in the reflexes.
So how does Philip at the time for the next 6 hour drive to the station P2?
Chilling, maxing, relaxing, looking all cool.
There's a suspicious cloud coming out of the window. That's all I can think is when you're like, I'm still relaxing.
Really? Like the way he says all three of them, I kind of think of the song from Bel Air.
Oh yeah, I do too. But then
relaxing. Entire point.
Oh, okay.
That's the entire point. That's like first four things that came to mind. Chilling, maxing, and relaxing.
Whore ass. Whoa, the whore bitch shit cunt. What did Travis say?
Was that what his traits were?
That was what he was suggesting, but yeah. That was his work. Whore bitch slut cunt. There we go.
Wow, that's magical.
Yep. Yeah, so Phil is relaxing. Jebediah, just doing what Jebediah do.
That's right. I ain't no fancy words.
Ding! And Steve, how do you pass the time?
With the mechanic tools that I got from the stop that we just did, I am mechanicking four shotguns together to make a big, big shotgun.
Sure. Yeah. I see no fucking way. Give me a roll.
Oh, you're gonna eat those words.
I will. They taste like crab.
15.
8, 9, 11. So okay, yeah. You got it. people. There's an occasional random gunshot from the. What do you call that part of the truck? It's not the cab. Not the bed either. The actual box part.
Yeah, it's called the cab.
Trailer.
Trailer. Oh. Good enough for me.
The part where you be dragging behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on
the
on what would be the bed. Yep. Yep, so yeah, you're back in the workshop in the trailer, just the occasional random gunshot sounds off, but yes, it works.
I will also be throwing spare scraps of tools to Optimus Prime's stomach.
Yeah,
you gotta keep the car fed and happy.
Yeah, at one point the bullet gunshot goes through the roof, and it pierces Jeb's can. He looks at his spittle is kind of running out of it, just holds out over the side so it runs over somebody's car. Like,
Probably some stupid flounder family.
Yeah, everyone's an asshole in this game. I'm okay with this now. There's humans too.
Oh humans god, that must be horrifying to live in this world.
They got used to
They don't drive on roads anymore.
They stay off the highways mostly. This all has changed.
That's right.
I mean,
get back in the gas stations where you belong.
We own the roads now.
I mean, they're making a fortune with feeding giant crabs.
They're primarily gas station attendants nowadays.
The grim dark future.
Because no self-respecting crab would sit down long enough to run one of them shits. Got to be out on the road following the motherfucking crab goddess.
Fucking Amen. Goddamn right.
All right. Yes, and you guys get to Station 52. I should have picked a number that's easier to say. Yep, and there is a big, chubby, greasy crab man up front with a top hat for no reason. And he waves you guys in, and he's got a big old clipboard full of paperwork for you. And he's like, alright, gotta get this here shipment of exploding pigs up to Kansas City. Don't
sorry,
open
I
it.
I still don't understand your accent.
I said, gotta get this here crate for exploding pigs to Kansas City. there is a large, slightly shaking crate next to him. He holds out a clipboard and crab-sized pen for someone to do a lot of annoying-ass paperwork.
No fucking way.
It's on! What? How are you not signing paperwork?
how am I not? I'm gonna fight him.
Okay, let's try it.
So, I get an extra die because I'm using a trait?
Yes, correct? Take the two highest, apparently.
Sweet.
You may not beat him.
11.
15. Fuck you.
Damn it!
Okay, wait, while they're doing this, I'm going to use my sneaky stat to just steal the cargo.
Okay.
That's right.
As we're wrestling.
Yeah, he's like, now listen. Get you! He gets
as you are wrestling.
I'll take you! Pulled on your eyes, on your eye antenna. Oh, like, oh, you should, I'll get you! You do that paperwork!
I'll show you what I think of this here paperwork. Spitting a big old wad of tobacco right on it.
I got a 10 to steal the cargo.
Okay, you passed that. Give me a spitting check. 13.
12.
He is successfully juking all of you as he pulls his work out of the way and he gets step into a headlock and gets his arm into an arm lock and forces the pen to his cloth. That's forcing him to fill it out.
No!
This is motherfucking bullshit right here.
You shot my paperwork,
can I do it
you
no motherfucking way? Can
ain't no motherfucking need for no motherfucking paperwork. You hear the word of the motherfucking crab goddess and you just go.
You motherfucking crab goddess, I know you're doing your motherfucking crab goddess job! give me a roll to pull your arm free and run.
I rolled a 9.
He rolled a 10. So yes, you unwillingly signed it.
No! Like,
you bureaucracy reigns supreme. All hail God, goddess. Like, he kind of smacks on the back of the shell and lets you go as you have been forced to sign for your cargo. Where'd it go?
Is there? Like, I have one question.
Yes.
Is there an oil tank or a gas tank nearby?
I'm gonna send the motherfucking way. Down. Give me a roll.
Right.
8.
That would be a 14.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Apart from the exploding pigs, there is. There is that house-sized thermos. The house-sized thermos of thermite, labeled clearly. For a novelty giant's pyrotechnic show.
Okay. How close is it to this guy's place of business?
It's storage. It's right in the place.
Excellent. I'm going to light it. And then run.
With what? No fucking way.
Okay.
Cause as you understand, Jeb chews tobacco. He don't smoke it. 12.
7.
You shoot it like in those Vidya games.
You got no fire source. You got nothing.
Who's the guy with the gun?
That's me with shooting.
It's like
Phil.
Phil? It's like Phil. Yeah. You wanna do something about that there, thermite?
Alright. I got it.
No fucking way, you don't. Give me that roll. And if you're just trying to shoot it, ignite it, I guess.
Yep, that's the plan, and the plan is to get an 18.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna be shouting out the guy, you know, you damn false prophet. I hope the big motherfucking crab goddess strikes you down where you stand, you motherfucker.
I think it's actually impossible. You have to take the two highest die actually when you roll 3. But yeah, your swearing is loud. You succeeded that. So what are your two highest die on that, Korok?
7 and 8.
7 and 8. Okay, so you get 15, I think. Yes.
Oh, I thought I added all 3 together.
I thought so too at first. Eli fixed me. You still beat him. So he goes, no! Jabs on the way, trying to take the bullet, but it bounces off his shell because he's a giant fucking crab, and it hits the thermite anyway. And just get you guys just drive, and the truck is smart enough to just turn the fuck around and drive away as it blows up. Yep, and there is a mushroom cloud made of fire that's not actually a cloud. Just.
Did we just kill Macho Man Randy Kravitz?
No, he was a prospectorish old man in a top hat.
Oh.
Okay. No, we didn't do jack diddly and shit. The motherfucking crab goddess struck him down for obstructing her justice.
Fucking goddamn right.
Damn straight.
Yeah, mine.
What? I can't tell. Is Jeb stupid or violent? Like, or is he trying to not go to jail? Like...
Wait, what?
All of the above.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I asked that question. I was gonna say yes, so fuck it. So yeah, you load your car.
Jedediah thinks quite a lot about the motherfucking crab goddess. And if there's one thing that we know about the motherfucking crab goddess, is that she values speed.
Very much.
What does that fucking paperwork do? It slows down the whole damn process.
There is no process without the paperwork.
Bill, shoot him again.
Let's all shoot him.
You finished the job, yes. I got 4-sided shotguns for everybody.
We're on a mission from the motherfucking crab goddess.
I'm on a mission from the motherfucking crab goddess. It's stock. We got a half tank of gas. We're wearing shades. I don't remember the entire quote.
I never saw a movie and I want to, but like, yeah.
What movie was that?
Blues Brothers, right?
Yeah, shit. Very into Blues Brothers. It's something like, it's dark. We got half a tank of gas. We're wearing sunglasses, and it's midnight, or something. I don't remember.
Never
the quote.
Seen it.
Something like that.
I keep hearing great shit, but yeah. Zip, you drive again, and yeah, you got a you got a boxcar there full of noisy, hungry, potentially explosive pigs. Yeah, they're getting fussy back there. They get
now
get
you just calm down, you little piddly-widdly. No, we're going to get you where you need to go. Before you can even blink.
I looked up the quote. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Is anyone wearing sunglasses here? Does anyone's eye stalks have sunglasses compatibility?
Oh, I'm pretty sure Fuxy
is. Yes.
No.
They just manifest on everybody's eyes.
Crab gods be praised.
Deal with it.
Yes. At the end of every scene, everyone summons sunglasses. End of the campaign.
It's the power of Maxon.
You got a bucket of sunglasses by the end of this. You're like, we got nowhere to put them.
Fuck, by the end of this game, I'm going to have a monster for Monsters and Autonomous Things.
Maybe sunglasses or the crab?
Both.
So locations are getting hungry.
A monstrous crab made of sunglasses.
They're getting fussy. Yes, they are. And given how explosive they are, that could be bad news for you guys. They could blow up the
Jeb,
truck.
Keep an eye out for some more of those shock truckers. It looks like the pigs are getting hungry.
Where? All right.
One's eating part of the box that they are in.
Do we see anything on the road?
I'm gonna send a fucking way. Give me a roll.
Hey, I bet you I can damn well see anything that I want to see.
I mean, I guess you're right.
But better you than me, because I got 5, so.
I mean, you can see what you want to see, but you
might. With a 13, I'd say I've got a pretty damn good chance.
Compared to 5, yeah. You see a, driving the other way, other side of the highway. Going west, you're going east. There is a another truck full of sharks driving their shark trucks with their enormous novelty hot dog on the back.
Car just like does a full U-turn.
Also, it's on like a highway, so you're pulling through like a metal barrier.
Hey,
yes.
Folks.
No fucking
you
way.
You think them kids got any, or them pigs got any qualms with cannibalism? Because I see problem. The biggest damn hot dog that I ever done seed.
I think that's stupid.
I don't think it's actually me.
Go!
Honk honk.
And that's a 9.
Or to drive, or
actually, hang on. I'm using my drive. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're trying to swerve through a
barrier. Sorry, that is a 11.
13. So.
Damn you.
You're chasing after the hot dog cart, but you got a flat now because you crashed through a giant metal barrier. Got a metal barrier sticking out of your tire now. It's just like how do I like Katamari when you run over a telephone pole. And you're just going like for a while.
I'm gonna patch it while it's mid going.
Yep.
You just clamp onto it. And you're just spinning wildly as it goes along.
Yeah, you're just snipping it shorter and shorter so it bounces out. Like, yeah. Give me a fixing check, I guess. Oh,
got it.
In the fucking way. 7. I keep rolling tens. That one die is doing too good. There we go. You got 10, you said?
Yes.
I got 9. So, yeah, you're able to patch the tire up. Get another driving check. Try to catch up to that truck.
That is 11.
I keep getting, like, 6s here. That's
big motherfucking crab gods likes us more than you. That's why.
Yes, good. You swear more than me. So, you get up to the fucking hot dog truck, and you're right behind it, and it's a fucking chase scene. They're trying to drive away and swerve out of the way, knocking other cars out of the way, and pushing humans everywhere.
Oh, I wish it were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yeah, so who's getting that hot dog
and how? That is what I really like to be.
Ding! So you're like keeping pace with them. They're trying to swerve out of the way, but you're keeping up. How are you getting that hot dog off and getting out of your truck and feeding it to giant, to explosive pigs?
Optimus, transform!
That's no fucking way. Give me a roll for that. That'd be a thing it can do.
Eleven.
Nine, so yeah. yes, your truck transforms and bends around until
into
it's giant,
a robot.
Into giant crab robot crab.
Into crab yes. Robot Optimus, yes.
Yeah, giant robot crab man at I'll control the leg! I'll control the leg! And I'll control the leg! And I'll control the legs!
I will control the left leg, arguably the most powerful of all parts.
Truly his most great achievement was showing the power of even the weakest of the legs. Okay, so yeah, I'll get that.
No, okay. No. I'm motherfucking controlling my head because I am going to spit oil slicks all over these motherfuckers.
I'm about to say, call it now. Who controls what? Arms.
The arms, because they can like rip open, they can create those swords, those like weird energy swords or energy axes or whatever.
Of course. I'm going to say...
I control the torso because that's where the giant energy cannon is, and I have to put manual repairs on the lot because it overheats.
And Korok, are you still with legs? You got a better idea.
Yeah, I'll control the legs. I'll control the legs.
No, I'm saying no fucking way to all that stuff you guys said about lasers and shit, so... legs are fine, unless you want to have chainsaw or something like that down there, but...
10.
What about spitting oil at them?
Yep, give me a roll for that to see if that's a fine. Fact. You're probably going to get it. 10's fine. I got a 5.
7 and a 4, torso, so 11.
Was that Toku?
8 for torso cannon.
Yep, everybody gets what they wish for.
Yes.
Korok, anything fancy you want down there? Like a chance off knees or anything?
Well, now that you mention it.
You control the chainsaw live penis. I
control the penis.
Control the chainsaw dick.
Control the seventh leg or the ninth leg.
You can make it go helicopter.
Damn it.
Actually flying after them.
Alright, next game is gonna have to be Dick Lords or whatever that was.
Dick Lords. It's all but done, like plot and background and canon and everything. But see you next one.
I'm serious, I'm rolling for it. Chainsaw
good.
Dick, here it goes.
Got beat a 5. That's like
8 and 7 again. 15.
Fuck yes. Good dice. So yeah, these sharks, they shit in their pants.
Well, fuck yeah.
Because this happened. So they are going to try to open fire with their pyro cannons. And
we're just gonna come up over the PA system.
They got a motherfucking shark tire to defend, so they're shooting bolas and cannonballs out of their cannons. Who's stopping them? I'm gonna just blow your car to shit.
I'm spitting oil all over near their tires. They spit and skid out.
I'll count your spit skill for that. Go on.
I'll be the pro-est shit ever and dodge out of the way with 4. My super leg skills.
I rolled 3 dice and they were all 2s.
Yeesh. That misses. They swerve out of the way of the oil slick and shoot a ball that wraps around your mouth and traps the crab mouth shut. I have to imagine too that Jeb like puts his mouth like a medical breathing device and just spits in the crab does the same thing. Amplified tenfold.
Yes.
Proportional totally. Spitting of a giant crab. And, yeah, Korok, what's your dancing moves?
Right. I'm. Will that. Can that fall under maxing?
Yeah, you're pushing the legs to the max. I'll count it. Okay. If you put them in overdrive, it counts, yes.
Pushing the legs to the max to do a dance and get out of the way.
Yep.
God damn, this dice roller loves me. 8 and 6 is my highest two.
Definitely. They got 11, so... Yeah, you juke their bolas, they don't tangle your legs up either, and the cannonballs fly past you, arms and torso.
I'm so. Going for that hot dog. Like, shink! The energy sword comes out.
and calmly picks up the hot dog with it.
Yeah.
Like balancing out like a motherfucking Kill Bill.
Yes, exactly.
You ain't gonna silence me, you motherfuckers. I'm jumping out of the crab or out of the crab thing, and I'm boarding them.
Okay, I'm gonna fucking neglect the giant robot and just punch them.
Energy cannon to the engine.
Go for it. Give me a some manner of sword and laser cannon check. And I guess yeah, to jump. Give me something for that, Eli.
How's the motherfucking 13 sound?
Fucking great.
That's right. So I'm jumping. I'm popping the hatch on the head and just jumping over with the shiv out, and I'm just gonna stab it right into him to make my own handhold. Just like
Yes, there's one on the edge shooting his rifle and like deflecting laser beams in his force field. But then you almost miss and you stab him in the chest and he stays standing and you get the knife in his chest and you stay hanging on to that. And you make him your own little handle and you pull yourself and punch him in the face and knock him off and you're
damn straight.
Yep, you're surrounded by sharks with clown hammers and broken bottles and bazookas.
Let's see here. 8 sharks to 1 crab. I like these odds.
Yep, you can tangle them.
That's right. We're gonna shiv them all. Shiv them all right in the spleen.
All right. Crazon, you were trying to laser a sword of them. Is that right?
Yes.
What was that?
I'm just pulling out the energy sword with the hot dog in one hand and the sword in the other, and just going to start going to town to the rest of these sharks.
Like you're trying to take the hot dog and then kill them, like just out of spite. Okay, yeah, give me a roll to seize the hot dog first.
Okay.
I get like 6 to 10 on all these rolls. I got 10.
10.
The hot dog has no defenses, so I'm since everyone else is just causing such chaos, you are free to grab the hot dog, but the truck is going fine still. Let's see. Yeah, Quark, you evaded them quite soundly as their lasers and cannonballs and bazooka fire goes flying past, and they're carrying their fire into Jeb. What's your next move?
I'm going to stab them with my dick.
Go for it.
Ballsy move, let's see how it plays out.
Ass fuck the truck and see what happens.
Well, I rolled a 7 and a 1, so I got 8.
They got a 5, so yeah. Just carving through the back of the truck and carving your initials onto the back of it and just oil and important bits falling out. Yeah, then Jeb, you are surrounded by various comically armed sharks. What you gonna do about it? They're gonna kill you.
We ain't gonna, no fucking way they're gonna kill us. We're gonna stab them all in the guts.
Give me that. I no fucking way you, sir.
Oh.
Became a gentleman for just a second. When Jim is swashbuckling, he gets very civil.
8.
10. No fucking way. They start. Shit. Yeah, you take a bazooka to the shell. Doesn't kill you, but sends you off balance, and they smack you with the clown hammer and the broken bottles, and you go falling off the back. And
Jeb, no!
He's rolling down the highway and bounces like a beach ball. And unless somebody can catch him, he's just gonna get lost behind the car.
Optimus!
No, fucking way. We are commandeering a motherfucking vehicle.
Awesome. Give me a roll. Give me some roll.
I am going to proudly display my chewing tobacco patch and be like, the motherfucking crab goddess says stop.
So what, you're going to hold your tobacco bag up?
The motherfucking crab goddess loves me so damn fucking much. I got 2 apes. Eat that shit.
So wait, are you trying to like crash through the window and take it over, or are you trying to like hold your bag of tobacco up like a badge and get them to pull over?
No. This is exactly what's happening. The next motherfucking truck or car or whatever that comes by, we are grabbing on to the side of it and stopping it and shoving the tobacco patch in like a badge. Just to be like, the motherfucking crab goddess says, get out!
Okay, so what happens? with a 16... even compared to their 13, Fate's 13, you grab the US vehicle, it pulls over, and you're like, Crab Goddess! And it's like, oh, whoa, I'm sorry, officer, come on in. And the astronaut gets out of his spaceship and gives it to you. His motherfucking NASA rocket. He just gets out. Like, I'm sorry, sorry. Go. Crab God's a speed, sir. And like,
that's right. We're gonna take the motherfucking flying truck, and we are going to fly it straight into the heart of those motherfucking asshole sharks.
Okay. Well, that goes on. That takes a minute or so. It takes him at least several seconds to say the words motherfucking crab goddess. Let's see. Yep, chainsaw is wedged in the car. The truck is dying behind you. And your robot crab penis just decimates them. Toku and Krazon. You got the hot dog. You're shooting lasers that they are failing to deflect more and more. What's your move now? Leave them to die? Strand them? Or...
Shoot the laser at the water to boil them.
Sure. Like, you sons of bitches! You soft-shelled assholes! Cloud hammer.
Okay.
One of them tried the egg.
Okay, so after that's done, Optimus is going to curtly take the hot dog to the explosive pigs and feed them.
Which is a mystery where they are, but okay.
Indeed.
The robot appears to eat the hot dog because the container is inside the mouthpiece.
Ah, I got you. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, clearly, yeah. That's
nom,
how
nom, 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 nom. Okay. I will say that goes off without a... Yeah, they're going to try to shoot out your hand, so in a fucking way. Roll eating or something. They're gonna blow it. Like, you can
nine,
five. You beat them. Yeah, you there. No, they're trying to shoot your hands off, but your giant robot metal claws are too powerful and deflects them. And chokes it. It's eating the hot dog and laughs at the same time, but it goes down. The oh pigs God. Are much calmer now that you're a giant robot and eating a hot dog. And Korok, I'm sorry, not Korok. That was Steve in the torso. What's your move?
I was boiling their water.
That's right. Yep, what'd you get?
I got a 9.
Are they tough? They got a fucking 3. I can't roll. Okay. Yes, the delicious smell of shark fin soup just floods over the robot. And that robot smells like it from now on. And they're like, no! It's so uncomfortable in here! And,
It's fresh meat tonight, boys!
Shark's back on the menu, and, but yeah, you're just boiling them alive. They are desperately trying to pull all their few survivors out, but the flesh is boiling off their bones with laser hot water. I'm gonna say that this chainsaw just decimates their car, and they are stranded in the middle of the highway, and people honking at them as Jim's spaceship.
No, it is a motherfucking flying truck.
Flying truck flies truck style at their truck. Feel like giving me a driving check or something to not just blow yourself up in the process?
Let's see. How does 14 sound?
Exactly the same as what I got. Let me see. I'll say that you...
It's not a hard target.
Yeah, it's also a giant weapon, so I'm going to say you, as you are smacking buttons trying to figure out the truck works, you accidentally parachute out right before it goes and blows them with the smithereens, and the robot is sent flying backwards as the explosion, as you wonder what the fuck's happened, and everybody else does, until you gracefully parachute back down into your lawn chair on top of the robot.
That's right. Meanwhile, the motherfucking flying truck goes flying off into the middle of the road next to us and just blows everything to shit.
I'm not going to argue that. Why not? Yes, fucking way. Yeah,
I'm going to argue that.
Okay.
Because I want those engines.
Roll off. Both of you. Roll them. Roll Destiny.
I got two, so I think he's probably going to win.
I got a six, so... Yeah,
I guess the engines are fine. yeah, it blows up, and you, like, the truck blows up, but the engine, the space is made of space metal, so... yeah, the flying truck's engines are intact.
Nice.
Nice. So
yeah, I'm going to grab them and attach them to the back of Optimus Prime, because it's going to make our trips go that much faster.
No fucking way. Give me a mechanic check. Also, traffic is obliterated in this direction, but fortunately we're going the other way, so who cares?
14.
6, 11. Still good. Yeah, you've also got space engines on your back. It's not all that different from a giant robot, but you can fly in space now. Probably breathe there. Who knows?
Well, clearly what needs to happen now is we need to go to space.
We need to be space... motherfucking crab space truckers. I don't even know it.
I'm sure if you fill the paperwork, they will...
Nope!
Paperwork.
What the bureaucracy? No, he's dead.
Damn Skippy.
It's all, yeah, how's the crap guys gonna find out and tell you where to go to space? But, anyway, you've got a stop in Kansas City. And clearly, the railroading is very important in this game, so...
Of course.
Yeah, your exploding pigs are satisfied for now. They have no qualms at all eating their own kind, as history and science has proven.
Surely that won't cause any problems.
Really? No, like, they'll do it.
Bad pig disease.
I'm pretty sure they've eaten worse, so. Anyway. Yeah, that's right, Eli, you told me they eat their own poop to make them fatter, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Well, because the pig digestive system is not incredibly efficient, so actually if you take the poop, you feed them the corn, and then you take the poop and you feed the poop to them, the corn will be slightly broken down, and then they're actually able to break it down all the way and get more nutrients from it than if you just feed them the corn.
There you go. Are you going to do that with these pigs, or just give them the hot dog?
The more you know.
That's the question. Do you apply this science?
Well, to apply the science, we got to feed them the hot dog in the first place, so.
Wait for the smell to come out, and then you'll see. But, I mean, yeah, you just, like, throw into the robot's mouth where they are stored. Do you guys just drive as a robot the rest of the way there? Now that you've made the change?
No, Optimus, go back to your car truck mode.
Yep, regular truck mode. You put on the blinker and turn back and go the other way, and all is well the world, probably. All right. So you guys aren't stopping for food or anything, you're just living off your giant Slurpees and jerky and expired sushi?
It's the only way to live, man. It's the only way to live.
Yeah, why would any supplementing crab sit still for a moment? Let's see then. Okay, as you guys are going along, no checks. You just guys are driving. You see, there is something big in the way of the highway, though, down the road. There is bless your soul. It appears to be the giant motherfucking crab goddess towering over the highway in your way and waving her claws. You just stop.
Well, naturally, we're gonna stop.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure. Just stands there waving for a while. Not really saying anything. Also, those sharks are taking your cargo in the back of your truck.
To quote General Akbar,
no fucking
it's
way.
A trap!
Yep, yeah, roll the spot and stop them. So, because, yeah, that cardboard grab goddess is quite convincing.
So I'm gonna shoot the bitch.
Sure.
Not the goddess, the fucking sharks in the back, the bitches.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot them. Fucking holy crap, the dice roller program thing loves me. A 7 and an 8 again.
If I weren't so drunk, I might care. Go on. Yep, they got 9. So, yeah, you cap one of them and they're like, ah, thieving crabs! And they throw their nunchucks at you and run.
You want to talk?
You stopped us first! Fuck y'all!
I can't hear you over the sound of my guns!
one gets shot, the others are going to get away. There's still 2 more carrying the crate of pigs. Slower.
9 to mow down the other one.
Wait. They got the motherfucking pigs?
They were robbing the back of your truck, yes. That's why they put a big fake crab guys in the way. They have a cardboard with an automatic waving arm.
Shit, you blink for a second and motherfucking sharks are taking off with the motherfucking pigs. Let's motherfucking stop them.
Yeah, fucking do it.
Yeah, we're going to shiv them. Because shivving's what we do best.
I'm sorry, what was that craze on what you're trying to do to them?
Things somebody else was going to mow them down. I'm just going to just go in there and just start with the... go at them with my knife.
Sure.
Because apparently I had a razor at the beginning of this or something. I don't know.
Switch blade, yes, because you're all coordination.
Yes. Ship brothers, let's do this. I got 8, by the way.
They got 9, so the one eludes you and...
Oh,
he's stealing too fast. He's a stab, but then, wow, double brain knife combo. Yep, and in swoops Seb, who jabs one in the brain with his knife, and
it's like, it's all in the reflexes.
The other one really wants to steal that crate, so he's trying to get away. Then that's when Jeb can finish it off with a good old knife in the kidney, or shiv in the kidney. It's not a real knife. Piece of license plate, that's it.
Yep,
problem solved. You just got a big fucking cardboard crab in your way, and she's not going anywhere. It's very well done, though, you have to admit. It's quite the likeness.
Yeah, well, you know what we need to do?
Save it.
What self-respecting motherfucking crab trucker doesn't have a motherfucking lady crab on their motherfucking cut? Crab truck.
You're absolutely goddamn right.
This thing is like 5 stories tall.
And?
I don't know how you plan to see past the dashboard. That is impossible.
We have an automated transformer truck.
We're duct taping it to the side of the truck like a motherfucking awesome decal.
Like the mast of a ship.
But the prow? Or
is that? Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know.
The sexy lady, yeah.
Yeah, the mermaid.
I'm saying no fucking way. That's impossible.
I got the mechanical skills. I got this.
Prove me wrong.
Do it. Defy him.
I got a 13 to do mechanicalness to get the crab goddess on our truck.
I can roll
I got a 14 for duct tape.
I can roll okay all night long. So yeah, you guys get it. You somehow like bend the cardboard around so it becomes like an exoskeleton and it kind of rides around it. And yeah, it's like one of those mud flap gals. You fold the claws so it kind of looks like another crab goddess, and yeah, it's all it's testament to her beauty and majesty and wisdom and boobs.
Jedediah will take the straw from his mouth and just weep at the sheer beauty of it.
No fucking way. Roll the weep.
Come on, man, that's low.
8.
15! You don't weep! You try! You can't find nothing, words! And like...
Instead, you have a crisis of faith.
Also, you're a crab. You have no tear ducts. you can foam at the mouth. That's about it. Like, you wish you could cry, but you cannot find the tears or the words. It makes you want to cry, ironically.
Oh my god.
I love the no fucking way mechanic because it gets so antagonistic so fast. And I escape, you're like, oh, you're not going to get past that. Fuck you guys. And you're like, fuck
no
you.
No fucking way. Exactly. This system doesn't get antagonistic.
No fucking goddamn asshole way. Yeah, and yeah, you get the crab out of the way, and so just nothing really. Yep, you guys just keep on going. The pigs poop in the back, but what are you gonna do?
Feed them their own poop, obviously.
Roll to make them eat their poop. Not the first time I've said that. They eat the poop. Congrats. They are now slightly fatter overall, and they will last longer on the hot dog. So, yeah, you guys have a pretty smooth ride otherwise. Keep going. Just get to the part of the highway where all corner of the map. There's the Grand Canyon in the way with, the weather station was right. There are 5 tornadoes behind it going off between you and Kansas City.
Oh, man, is it Tuesday already?
Yeah. Yeah, Tuesday.
As we previously established, though, these jet engines cause this thing to fly.
Yep. As long as you can fly through a couple tornadoes, sir.
Hey, you know what? I'm pretty sure I heard something about driving into a tornado sends you to Kansas.
Is that close to our destination?
Destination
tornadoes.
If that's
the case, that'd be a good shortcut.
So are you thereby going to aim for the trucks or the tornadoes?
I'm checking the map to see if it's closer to our destination, if Kansas is closer to where we need to go.
Kansas is still a good, 50, 60 miles that away. You don't know about the whole Kansas tornado thing. Yeah, who knows? No one knows. That's a fact.
Well, as everybody knows, tornadoes are just an atmospheric version of a wormhole, so clearly that's what's going to happen. So we just go right through it. We get the right vector because of Optimus and his crazy alien tech or whatever.
Honk, honk.
Thank you, Optimus.
Yes, I know Optimus. We aren't. He knows we're talking about him.
We just need to hit the right trajectory on the tornado at the right angle, and we'll just go right through into the wormhole and go to Kansas. That's totally how it's going to happen.
That sounds like a dumb idea.
So dumb that it might just fucking work.
Let's fucking do it.
Quick curiosity, has anyone here seen Inferno Cop?
No.
No.
It's like Ice Cop but on purpose, and this is just where it's going, because what was it? He was convicted of killing a baby because the baby was a demon, and got thrown in jail where his prison car immediately blew up. They rebuilt him as a cyborg, where he's going to turn into a car and win the race around the world race to get the money to go to Egypt. But he accidentally drove so fast, he went back in time and fought dinosaurs with a cyborg. and the cavemen mistook him for a god, but an actual god came down and got mad and sent him to hell. Where he found the exit and just left. Anyway,
come on, Greg. We're trying to play a very serious game right now.
Your nonsense talk is no place in Crab Chuckers. I'm going to say that's impossible.
Get your shit together.
You guys cannot fucking do this in any way.
All right, just got to fight it then.
Yeah, no fucking way. Roll it.
Yeah.
12.
Shit,
I got a 5.
14.
To drive into a truck or a tornado, I'm sorry.
To get the right angle to trajectorize us to Kansas through the tornado.
Okay. You hit the ramp just right and hit the jets and beep boop and honk honk, and the truck steers just so right that you just are blasting through time and space, and you're like flying through black holes and everything, and
A witch rides by on a broom and cackles madly.
Yes, and you just shoot her. And
we crash through a house.
With a chainsaw penis, just chops her in half. And but yep, so you guys instantly arrive at Kansas City. But as you are passing through a wormhole, you are now trying to figure out which time it's in to get to the present day where the Crab Goss wants you to go. As you are going through, the various prehistoric Kansas cities are trying to bite you with dinosaurs. you are fighting the multiverse of Kansas City!
I roll to chainsaw dick at them.
Alright, go in robot mode, or just punching in the car? Are you doing that weird thing? You get kind of lazy halfway through making a transformer transform and just...
makes it a robot, like a transformer centaur?
Yeah, it's a robot car all with it's car arms or something.
I didn't say with the robot's chainsaw dick.
Good heavens. no way. No. No fucking way twice. So, yeah, roll that. 10.
Okay, no fucking way. I'll accept this.
Okay. I mean, you could put a chainsaw down there, but you wouldn't be your actual penis.
Okay, yes. You know what? I have to do it now. I have to do it. My honor demands it.
10. Roll it. Outroll it, rather.
7-3, 10.
You have a chainsaw. I'll give you that much. Do with it what you will.
Yes.
As dinosaurs and pilgrims and future all robot space clones are just pouring out of the dimensional holes, thinking you're a witch or space heathen and...
A heathen space witch?
Yes. Yeah, the pilgrims trying to burn you and as demon crabs. And the dinosaurs think you are delicious and our lord and masters, the Pomeranians in the year 5000, are coming after you with their space guns. So, everybody roll. Fend them off somehow or evade them and find the right place. Up this way. You gotta find the right Kansas City through the portals.
I'm going to think really hard about which is the right Kansas City and pray to the crab goddess to show us the way.
Yeah, well, shit in one hand in the other one. Fucking that as possible. yeah.
Fuck that noise. I'm just getting gunned for it. Pushing it to the max and fucking rolling for it.
7-7 is 14!
Shit in one claw and wish in the other one. See what that fills up first.
There you go.
7-5, 14. No.
12.
12.
Yeah, alright, you both succeed, and they are going to try to attack. They're going to try to shoot and eat you in various ways. Whoever is trying.
Great motherfucking crab goddess. Show us the motherfucking way to get to that motherfucking place which you want us to be.
Yep, you feel like you see her radiant eye stalk at the front of your truck wink in the right direction, and you see the portal that is present day, because you see a crab trucker there looking at his wristwatch waiting for delivering explosive pigs. And let's see then, Tuku and Grayson, what you guys doing to stop not get shot by and shielded by pilgrims?
By shooting back.
Go for it.
I'm gonna throw the rest of my slushy at the enemy.
Give me a throw slushy roll. 9.
I will.
Both of you.
I got an 8.
A 16.
Okay. Yeah, the slushy works wonderfully. With Nate though, you get pegged by a pterodactyl.
By a slushy.
By a pterodactyl with a musket and. And you go falling off into the space void. Let's see, you guys are blazing towards the path. You see the portal. You see where you gotta go. And that was Steve who was trying to shoot, right?
Yep.
Yep, you are falling into the infinity of the multiverse of Kansas City. Do you guys go back for him, or do you go and finish the mission?
Finish the mission!
You heard the crab.
It's the most important thing!
That's right. We are gonna get
God
these
Steve,
here.
My friend.
We are gonna get these motherfucking exploding pigs to the motherfucking place where the motherfucking crab goddess told us to, or else we're gonna motherfucking die. And those are the only two options.
Fuck yeah, brother! let me see something real quick. I'm gonna roll against myself. 11
okay,
versus
okay. Is there anything with jetpacks in here?
There are things wearing jetpacks. Yes, that pterodactyl over there from the future.
All right, well, I'm gonna fucking
that cowboy land on a pterodactyl and
steal the shit out of its jetpack.
All right, give me Rolflex. He's gonna say no fucking way. 14.
Eight.
Oh, no, God. Yes, you grapple with him and try to get his jetpack. You rip his wings off, but he keeps the jetpack and he pecks out one of your eyes.
Use his wings.
Yeah, I'm gonna use his wings and start flapping.
Yes, you can make some hang glider. You're missing an eye stalk, but yes, go, man. Flap for all you're worth. No fucking way. 8.
4.
I'm. Oh, nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Also, everybody else gets out of the portal. They are fine, as you are.
As I'm guiding them the way, I've seen the motherfucking crab goddess. She has shown us the way to where she wants us to go.
Okay, and yeah, I'll say that the pterodactyls and the dinosaurs and the ghosts and gypsies are all just piling onto you and tearing away bits of your shell and your leg, and oh dear god, the pain of this multiverse you feel in every multiversal form, and you get one more shot before the portal winks shut.
Okay, last ditch measure. Gonna grab as much electrical stuff as I can and make a portal stabilizer that will just get me the hell out of there.
Give me that mechanics check. They gotta beat a 11.
I got a 12.
Yes, they are all clinging to you and calling you a witch and a harlot and you a space bandito and but you start grabbing these pieces off the robots as you kill them and glue them together and borrow some of Jeb's duct tape and slap that on there and it springs to life, shoots a grappling hook into the portal and ropes you in as they all are just smacking to the edge of the portal and knocks back into their multiverse of whatever to kill each other and have the most badass fight forever and ever in all the multiverse. But yes, you get into the real universe that counts. Yeah, you fall back on top of Optimus Prime. And yeah, there's a truck stop. Oh, good boy. Hey, you made it. He's missing an eye, but yeah, he's... We just lost the infinite void in a space pterodactyl's tummy. But, yeah, he don't look so good, but he'll make it. He also got a portal stabilizer now.
Well, you know what that means, guys. Motherfucking time truckers.
In space.
Yes.
Also, that was on purpose. That was only barely on purpose, though. Go on.
He was already motherfucking crab truckers in space.
Oh, went to space, did you? The old crab who has, you know, lost too many legs to truck drive anymore. Work at the station, starts, takes the back of the truck and poof, yep, exploding pigs. Makes all the little firecracker noise as he starts unloading, trying to unload the cart unsuccessfully. He's a weak old man.
You almost got it.
If I had a vertebrae, I'd be broke by now.
Where's the motherfucking lifter?
Alright, I'll give him a hand.
Yep, lift.
Fucking 16 again!
Yeah, you catch it out of the way and he thanks you and gives you a fine dead carp flavored sucker for your trouble.
Sweet.
Yeah, you load them into there, and the explosive pigs are quickly butchered and turned into explosive bacon for unknown reasons. Probably to feed the sharks. Because it explodes. Yeah, and then your radio crackles laugh again, and you're like, hey, fellas, you're done with that job. I got a job over here. Need a job. New Kentucky.
I'm sorry. I can't understand your accent.
Over.
10-4, good buddy. We're on our way.
Yep. Yep. You got a new job. We're just figuring what that job is.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you
and where it's at.
Yeah, you guys take a few minutes of a breather because you earned it by losing your eye and traveling through time and fighting dinosaurs and sharks, but yep, yeah, you just...
But when the motherfucking crab goddess calls, you motherfucking get out there.
Do whatever that guy just said.
Well, that's time right. To make myself a cyborg. Gonna build myself a new mechanical eye.
Mechanic that eye! That's in the fucking way.
That's the fucking way with a 13.
I said no the 9, so your fuck is better than mine.
Mine shoots lasers.
Done. What is it made out of?
It's made out of Optimus Prime.
Yep, you get a headlight and screw it into your skull, and it blinks when you blink. It's awesome. And has lasers because you made the headlights better. Yeah. And then once that's taken care of and you're stopping a pussy, everyone gets the truck and, drive off into the sunset, playing Religious Crab Radio. Slurping on that Slurpee still. No, wait, you threw it into space, so you don't have a Slurpee anymore.
I got a new one.
Sure. Yeah,
those things are really handy.
Especially when you stop at the next truck stop and pee for 10 minutes straight.
But it's so worth it.
Yes, it's so satisfying.
Keep slurping on that Slurpee. Swear to the goddess, I will shoot you.
I can't even do the Slurpee noise right now.
Almost empty.
You were saying, sir?
And done.
I roll to shoot.
Shoot him! He's gonna kill you with that shot, unless you say.
No fucking way!
There you go.
I'm going to say, Greg, you should totally end the recording just right after no fucking way.
Yes, do it.
Wait, after he says, I shoot him no fucking way? Or...
Yeah, right there. End of story.